Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, January 3rd, 2014, and today we look at the top stories of 2013. What will these stories look like as they extend on into 2014? There were several stories competing for top spot in 2013, but let's look first at Obamacare. We all know about the Obamacare rollout. The unusable website, the if you like your plan, you can keep it, lies we were told. But the rollout has also proven to be a disaster, not just for us, but for the administration, which may turn out to be a good thing. This cool technological president has been exposed as the lying bumbler he really is. Obamacare continues the government tragedy of trying to control every single thing on earth. Something has to break, however, because it can't be afforded. This will start to manifest itself quite clearly in 2014. The broken part will be end-of-life care. 27.4% of Medicare spending is now in the final year of life. To avoid the expense for the most costly years of life, the Hippocratic Oath, which requires doctors to work for the individual good of their patients, will be abandoned. Here is the Hippocratic Oath. Quote, I swear by Apollo, physician, and Asclepius, Hygieia, and Panacea, and all the gods and goddesses, making them my witnesses, that I will fulfill, according to my ability and judgment, this oath and this covenant. I will apply measures for the benefit of the sick, according to my ability and judgment. I will keep them from harm and injustice. I will neither give a deadly drug to anybody who asks for it, nor will I make a suggestion to this effect. Similarly, I will not give to a woman an abortive remedy. In purity and holiness, I will guard my life and my art. Whatever houses I may visit, I will come for the benefit of the sick, remaining free of all intentional injustice, of all mischief, and in particular of relations with both female and male persons, be they free or slaves. What I may see or hear in the course of treatment or even outside of the treatment in regard to the life of men, which on no account one must spread abroad, I will keep to myself, holding such things shameful to be spoken about. If I fulfill this oath and do not violate it, may it be granted to me to enjoy life and art, being honored with fame among all men of all time. To come, if I transgress it and swear falsely, may the opposite of all be my lot. Well, this is the oath of Hippocrates, written more than 2,000 years ago. It has stood for doctors over the centuries. This emphasis on the individual is being abandoned in favor of the common good. Doctors are expected to look to the good of society instead of the individual patients. That's why I care for those in the more costly years of life, that is, under age 15 and over age 45, will start to be rationed in 2014. The savings from that rationing will be transferred to those between 15 and 45, or those in the productive area of society. This is one example of the end of Western civilization and the transcendence of the individual. The Hippocratic Oath is pretty clear. It is a doctor's duty to do what's best for his or her patient. That has been the standard for over 2,000 years, but in 2014, we head in reverse in a different direction. Obamacare is based on the opposite idea, that is, a physician should serve the needs of the collective, our greater societal good, and that, of course, is defined by the government. See the work of Dr. Elizabeth Layette for her analysis of this concept in Obamacare. We have started now and will continue in 2014 the rollback and unraveling of Western civilization and Christian civilization. The idea that God considers the individual so important, he died for each one of us. Well, I'm out of time now. That is the way it is right now. I've covered only Obamacare. On Monday, we'll get to the NSA spying, immigration, foreign policy, and other things, hopefully. Until then, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.